Thank you, Mr. Chair, for giving me the floor. Let me start with some explanations why the Working Party decided to continue this work. I may suggest that there could be some comments from the Romanian delegation concerning the need to avoid duplication of work. The references to resolution number 61 are contained in a number of documents of the Working Party on inland water transport, and first of all in Sevni. And therefore, the Working Party considers it desirable to continue work on updating resolution number 61 to keep this up to date. Otherwise, the 70 provisions will not, may not be up to date and comply with other European regulations. This is the main purpose of this work. So in document number 5, there are some provisions of the European standard ESTRIN edition 2023-1 that was adopted by CESNY on the 13th of October 2022. In particular, it contains provisions that may be relevant for the annex to resolution number 61 and could be used by SS3WP3 as the basis for further work. The annex to document number 5 contains the newly introduced paragraphs to article 101 definitions. In particular, the definition of the retractable wheelhouse and the elevating wheelhouse. In section 6 of article 101 of ESTRIN, there is a new definition of the unprotected opening or open type of opening. In section 7, signal lights, navigation and information equipment. There are updates concerning the definitions of inland EGDIS equipment, information mode, navigation mode, VTT standard, inland EGDIS standard, test standard for inland AIS, and test standard for inland EGDIS. In Chapter 3, Shipbuilding Requirements, in particular Article 303, Hull, there are also updates concerning the location of accommodation or installations needed for vessel safety and its operation. In particular, some derogations. Chapter 5, Wheelhouse, contains the new Article 714 for retractable wheelhouses. Chapter 8, Engine Design, has included a derogation for craft equipped with propulsion or auxiliary systems operating on fuels with a flash point equal to or lower than 55 degrees centigrade. Chapter 9, Emission of gases and particulate pollutants from internal combustion engines, also contains new provisions under Articles 909 and 910. There are significant updates in Chapter 10, Electrical Equipment and Installations. In particular, concerning the type of minimum protection for parts of a permanent electrical installations, as well as Article 10.11, batteries, accumulators, and their charging devices. Chapter 13, equipment, contains the updated provisions for Article 1301, anchor equipment. Article 1306, permanently installed firefighting systems for protecting objects. Article 1308, life buoys and life jackets. Chapter 26, special provisions applicable to recreational craft. Chapter 30, special provisions applicable to craft equipped with propulsion or auxiliary systems operating on fuels with a flashpoint equal to or lower than 55 degrees. And to conclude, I would like to ask the working party whether finds it desirable to complement the provisions of resolution number 61 with similar provisions and to provide the guidance for the secretariat. Thank you very much.